Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we love you and thank you. Do you love him this morning?
Yes.
Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise. Now, O Lord, as always, the entrance of your word brings light. And let that light shine in our hearts this morning and glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you can do better than that. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. You know, many months ago, you know, I started to think about teaching on the kings and the prophets in the Bible, in the life of Israel and Judah. I decided to put something together. Today I'm going to just teach a little bit, you know, but I'm going to, you're going to enjoy the message. So today I'm going to be teaching about lessons from the story of Asa. So lessons from the story of Asa. Now Asa was one of the kings of Judah. Now I don't have time today to go into how the kingdom was divided and all of that, Judah and Israel and so forth, because I wouldn't have time in this broadcast. But we're just going to pick up this story from 2 Chronicles chapter 14. And I got to go through this very quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. You know, so Abijah was the father of Asa. Abijah slept in the Lord. Slept with his fathers, you know, and they buried him in the city of David. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 14 and verse 1. And so Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. Now, in his days, the Bible says that the land was quiet 10 years. So first 10 of his reign, the land was just quiet. Now, we're going to bring out some viewpoints here concerning the life of Asa. So I want you to stay with me. This is a teaching kind of message today. It's not the one, you know, it's not like the preaching one where we do all this other stuff. So I'm going to bring this out, you know, but because Paul said, look, I did not shun to declare unto you the full counsel of God. Amen. Amen. So sometimes we'll preach these messages where we, you know, pray and, you know, believe God and do all of these other things. Sometimes we've got to bring some teaching as well, you know, that helps us to understand the things of God. Now, Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. And what did he do? He said, for he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places, and he broke down the images and cut down the groves. Now, Asa, when he came in, he looked around and found out there was all kinds of things going on that, you know, wasn't according to the way of righteousness. You know, people had graven images. They had high places where they offered things. And he cut those things down. He cut down the groves. Hallelujah. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord his God. Say, seek the Lord. He told them, you know, seek the Lord God of your fathers, you know, and to do the law and to do the commandment. And he took away out of the cities of Judah the high places, the images, and so on. And because he did all of that, the Bible says their kingdom was quiet before him. Amen. God gave him rest because he purposed in his heart to set his heart right before God. He commanded the people after him and so forth. Well, we need those kind of leaders today. Amen. Amen, somebody. We need a leader that will set the example and take away, you know, Take away the high places. Take away the things that offend God. Take away, you know, when the nations turn their heart against the Lord, you'll see here as we read down in this story here what happens as well. You know, so, and he said unto Judah, let us build cities and so forth, and let us build walls and gates and bars while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, you know, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and they prospered. Now, these people prospered because they sought the Lord their God, you know. Now, they did not put their prosperity first. They first sought the Lord their God. Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. And Asa had an army, you know, and so forth, of 300,000, and also another 280,000 that he had. So a total of about 580 that he had in his army. And then one day, you know, some folks came out against him that had, in verse 9, they said, Zerah came out of the Ethiopians with a host of a million. That's 1,000,000. You know, now this guy only had, you know, 300 sharpshooters and 280 other warriors and so on. But, you know, he came up against an army of a million, you know, and they came up against him. Now, in verse 10, it says, Asa went out against them and set the battle in the valley of Zephatah in Maresha. So when they set the battle, listen to, this is one of the great battle prayers that I've seen in the Bible. There are several of them, you know, This one here is a great battle prayer. Listen to what he said. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. And I remember Jonathan, you know, the son of Saul, you know, said something like that one time, that look, it's, you know, doesn't matter with the Lord to save with many or with little, you know. He said, look, it is nothing with thee to help, either with many or with few, and even those that have no power. Help us, O our Lord our God, for we rest on thee. Amen. That's right. Help us, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this great multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. Hallelujah. So he put his faith in the Lord, and we've seen great people like that in the Bible. Hezekiah did the same thing. Jehoshaphat, these were all the lineage of the good kings. They did the same thing. They prayed this great prayer, you know, battle prayers, where they put their eyes on the Lord. And, you know, because of that, listen to what God did for them in verse 12. So the Lord, you know, because these people, they put the Lord ahead of their situation. And they said, look, you know, these people have come against us with millions of people, and we only have so much. But you can save. It doesn't matter. Little or great, doesn't make any difference to you, Lord. Don't let the man prevail against you. And the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Can you say praise the Lord? He got the battle. Now that's how this guy started. And he started well, you know, before the Lord and so forth. Now, I don't have time to go into all the story, but I'm going to tell you something else here that he did. So let's look at, you know, so I'm going to jump here to, in verse 15, we see that, you know, he did all of that. He smote them and so forth and carried away their sheep and camels and returned, you know, to, he returned to Jerusalem. So he had, you know, he had a great victory. Now, I'm going to paraphrase the rest of the story because I don't have time to read it. I see that if I start reading all of it, it's going to be a long day, you know. So let me paraphrase the rest of the story. Let me tell you some of the other great things that Asa did. Now, in this story, you have to read all of it. He even dethroned, you know, his mother, who was the queen. And the reason he did that was because she was an idol worshiper. And so this man wouldn't have any part of it. You know, and he said, look, you know, he's going to put away all that stuff, you know, out of the land of Egypt, the land of Israel, sorry, and he's going to clean house. And he did all of that and made the people of Israel, the people of Judah, to swear an oath before the Lord that they were going, you know, to serve the Lord. And they served the Lord. So let me read to you where he removed his mother as queen. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, and I'm going to read from verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath. You know, he made them swear an oath. He said, look, swear an oath that you are going to serve the Lord and all that. And they rejoiced before the Lord. And, he swore that oath. Now, I skipped something here. Let me go back here. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, let me read the first few verses. In my haste to rush through, I'm skipping things here. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all ye inhabitants of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you. Notice this. The Lord is with you while you be with him, 2 Chronicles 15 and 2, and he will be found of you, when you seek him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. This was a prophet to the land. We need some true prophets to the nations these days. Amen. That we warn the nations that if you turn your back against the Lord, then the Lord is going to turn his back against you. Now, every chance I get, I try to warn this nation that they need to return unto the Lord. Because this nation has turned its back very largely against the Lord. And if you turn your back against the Lord, then the Lord is also going to turn his back against you. But if you seek him, he will be found of you. Amen. So when he told them these things, and he told them some other things and so forth, and when Asa heard all these sayings, verse 8, he said, when Asa heard these sayings and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and he put away all the abominations and so forth. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful if, some leaders of nations, when they hear the warnings of God through the prophets and the men of God that are telling the nations to repent, wouldn't that be wonderful if they put away all the abominations, and they set their house in order? This man, he put away the abominations, he set his house in order, and so forth. And he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. So he did that. And he made the children to swear, the children of Judah, they swear an oath to the Lord that, anybody that didn't serve the Lord and so forth, they were going to be done away with. So verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, and they had sworn with all their heart, and they sought the Lord with their whole desire, and he was found of them. Now, and the Lord gave them rest all about. This is a blessing from seeking the Lord. He gave them rest. That will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. They were staying their minds on the Lord. They were seeking the Lord. And the Lord gave them rest all about. And listen to another thing that he did. This man was so devout in the beginning of serving the Lord. In verse 16, and also concerning, Maachah, the mother of Asa, he removed her from being queen. See? Now, this is somebody who was going to put the Lord even ahead of his mom. This woman wasn't walking right in the eyes of the Lord. So this man, he said, well, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grave, and Asa took down her idol, stamped it down, broke it, hallelujah, and burnt it, cast it into the fire. It's not going to back down just because it's his mom and so forth. It's not clean house. So this man, he cleaned house, got rid of his mom from sitting on the throne as a queen, because she wasn't serving the Lord. His heart was perfect before the Lord. And he did all these things. And God gave him, in verse 19, he says, God gave him, there was no more war. God gave him peace all around him until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. So, from the first 10 years, he had peace. Then he had some trouble. Then some more 25 years and so forth, he had peace. Because he cleaned house and he served the Lord. Now, towards the end of his reign, though, this is what I want to bring up. Because the Bible says that, it is not him that starts the race, but he that finishes well and finish according to the rules. This man, he started well, and he did some great things and so forth for the Lord. You know, but after some time, you know, something happened. So let's find out here what happened. Now in chapter 16, in the 36th year of the reign of Baasha, the king of Israel, he came up against Judah. Now Israel on one side, they were mostly the bad kings. The kings of Judah, for the most part, were good kings. So they came up against Judah and Ramah and so forth, and they were going to encamp around them and battle them. And so Asa, here's what he did. Asa in verse 2, he brought out silver and gold and treasures from the house of the Lord and sent it, you know, to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt in Damascus, saying, look, there's a league between me and you as it was between my father and your father, you know, so I want you to go ahead, you know, and break your league with the king of Israel and be on my side, you know, so that this guy can depart from me, you know. So this time around, there is a difference between what Asa did the first time when I told you that it was a great battle prayer. The first time he said, Lord, we rest upon you. Let not the people prevail against you and so forth. And there's nothing with you, whether it's small or great, you can still win the battle for us. And he won the battle. 580 against a million. He won the battle. You know, now, we don't know exactly these numbers here, but this time around, you know, he did something different. You know, he sent for help to the evil kings of Israel, you know, and so on. And, you know, and of course, the man, he broke his league and decided to help him, but they lost the battle. And well, they didn't exactly lose. They won, but they didn't win clean. You know, the king of Ethiopia, you know, escaped and all that. So, here's what happened in verse 7. And Hanani the seer came to King Asa and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Assyria and hast not relied on the Lord thy God like you did at the first, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. You know, and he reminded him, were not the Egyptians and all the Libyans a great host and with many chariots and so forth? And yet, because at that time you relied on the Lord, you know, the Lord delivered them to your hands. You know, for the eyes of the Lord, many of you know this scripture, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect before him. The Lord will fight your battles. Amen. But you must put your trust in him. Don't put your trust in man. You know, and so when he said that, the Bible says Asa was wrath, you know, with the prophet. Now, that was his first mistake, you know. His second mistake. His first mistake was, instead of trusting in the Lord, he trusted in the arm of flesh to bail him out. And the battle didn't vanquish his enemies like he did the last time. And then when the prophet called him to order, instead of humbling himself before the word of the Lord, you know, he was angry with the prophet. Why do you talk to me like that? And so forth. The man told him, like, because you have done this and you have not put your trust in the Lord, therefore from now on you shall have wars. God gave you rest before, but now you will have wars. And the man said, what? You know, so he was furious and cast him into prison. And not only did he, you know, not only was he, listen to this, verse 10. And Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in prison, for he was in a rage because of this thing that the guy said. And at the same time, he also oppressed some of his people. Now, his behavior started to change. See, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was his prosperity. Maybe it was the fact that he was now at ease, you know, and so forth like that. Because when he had, you know, in the beginning, he trusted the Lord. And all of a sudden, he went away. And it just takes a little going away before you start going away even more. Are you still with me? Just takes a little thing, you know, a little swaying away, a little moving off the path, and then before you know it, you're completely off the tracks, unless you get a hold of God and come right back to the word of the Lord. Amen. So, you know, he didn't like it. He started even to oppress his people. I mean, this was a king that was loved by everybody before, and now, you know, all of a sudden he started misbehaving, you know, and oppressing the people and so forth. And then a few years later, you know, in the 39th year of his reign, the Bible says that, verse 12 here, and Asa in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet. See, and his disease was exceeding great. Yet, take notice of this. Now, this was a man that put away even his mother from being queen because she was serving idols. I mean, this was a man that cleaned house, made all Israel, all Judah to make an oath before the Lord. And this was a man that trusted in the Lord at one time, you know. And now, look at what he did. When he had this disease, because, you know, because he rejected the word of the Lord from the mouth of the prophet, and all of a sudden, his days began to get dark, you know, and so forth. Now, don't go against that word of the Lord, you know. When the Lord calls you out, you better fall down and repent. Amen. Now, instead of doing that, the Bible says, yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Now, there's nothing wrong with the physicians, but there is a point that God was trying to bring out here. This man did not even remember to cry unto the Lord for his sickness. And that sickness went on for 2 years, and eventually he died of it. He died of it. 2 years, you know. It was 39, when he was in his 39th year of his reign that he, you know, he got sick with this thing. And later on, he died of this thing. And he said, you know, he died in the 41st year of his reign. So 2 years he was in that sickness. And that whole time, instead of calling upon the Lord, you know, his eyes were someplace else. And the story, you know, and the good thing about the Bible is the Bible puts it out there. The good, the bad, the ugly, you know. And then he would say, look, the rest of his acts, whether good or bad, are they not written here in the books of the kings or this and that and so forth? And they don't put it out there, you know. Now, let me tell you also something, that God is writing the books. Now, there is a book of life. That's a different one. That one was already written before the world began. But there are also the books that have been written concerning the acts of the children of men. And even leaders that God put in place, their books are recording their acts. And if they are not doing right, well, it will be recorded, and it's all recorded there. And every child of God and everybody that walks the face of the earth, you know, your time is also recorded in the books. Now, this man started out well, but it didn't end out so well. But because of the mercy of the Lord, I believe that he was the seed of God. I think that God might have had mercy on him nonetheless, you know, but there is a lesson to be learned here. You know, there's a lesson to be learned. You know, anytime God does great things for you, you know, don't forget when you are faced with other things and then turn away from the Lord. You know, there was a good man, a good story in David. When he was a man, a young man, you know, the Lord delivered the lion and the bear, you know, and so forth, you know, to his hand, and he slew them when they carried one of the little sheep that he was watching. And he remembered that when he went up against Goliath. Now, some people don't remember, you know, when the Lord has done great things for them and something else comes up and they don't remember. Now, they turn to some other things. Now, children of God, there's nothing wrong with physicians and so forth, but you ought to call upon the name of the Lord first. First, you know, matter what. And God has given us some wonderful medical personnel. I mean, some of them are spirit-filled. They love the Lord and so forth. And they understand that real healing comes from God. They know that. They'll tell you, a real believer who is a doctor or, you know, whatever in the medical field, they'll tell you that it's God. God's the only one that can do it. Now, God wants his children to look unto him. Now, of course, seek help. We're not telling you, no, don't nobody misquote me and say he told them not to go to the doctor. I never said that. We're not telling you not to do that. But call upon the name of the Lord first. Amen. When you call upon the name of the Lord first, you know, he will give you wisdom on how to go about the other thing. Praise the Lord. Now, so this man, he started out well, but he didn't end so well. Now, I wrote some notes down here that I want to call out. You know, again, like I said, today it's a little bit kind of different. You know, people say, well, why do you preach this? Why don't you preach the other thing? Well, we preach all kinds of things all the time. But, you know, this is also something that you must learn. Never let your prosperity or the time of peace take your mind away from the Lord. You know, this man, he started to prosper, and a lot of good things started to happen to him and so forth. And then he took his mind off of the Lord and started, when difficulty came, you know, he started to look elsewhere. Started to look to somebody else to help him instead of looking to the Lord to help him. And, you know, and when the prophet of the Lord, you know, corrected him, he rejected that word of the Lord. And, you know, it didn't go very well for him after that, you know. Remember, what Jehoshaphat himself said. He said, believe the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. You know, if you reject the word of the Lord one way or another, you know, it might not go so well. You know, but when we start out with the Lord and the Lord gives us great victories, you know, always remember that and don't forget it. Always remember what God has done in the past. Now, this kind of story is the same throughout all the life of the story of the children of Israel. God would do great things for them, like delivering them from the land of Egypt, all that problem and so forth, which is kind of similar to our situation here. You know, God has told us that he will make a differentiation. He told us that at the beginning of this year, and he did make a differentiation. He has kept us from this pandemic. Hallelujah. Now, what is going to happen if God has kept you and done all these great things for you, and you start out, you know, rejoicing and praising the Lord and so forth, and then a month or two down the road, some small thing comes up against you, and then you forget. And instead of turning to the Lord, you know, you start running helter-skelter and so forth. Now, that's not going to be a good thing. You know, so that's why I'm bringing this warning to people today. Keep your eyes on the Lord all the time. And stay with the Lord all the time. It's not just the starting the race that is good enough. This man did start well, you know, but towards the end, he, you know, got off track a little bit and so forth. You know, stay with the Lord the whole time. Praise the Lord. And always remember the great things that the Lord has done. So today we're just talking about some lessons that we can learn from the life of the story of Asa. And before I close this, I'm going to switch a little bit and give you a word of blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. A word of blessing that I want to give to you before I close this. Now, that's just a teaching, a lesson for us to keep our minds on the Lord. But I'm going to give you a word of blessing right now before I finish. No matter what situation you are facing right now, remember that a little in the hands of the Lord is a lot. Amen. A little is a lot. You know, don't begin to say, well, you know, things are bad right now and God can't help me. God can help you. Amen. And he will help you if you trust him. Praise the Lord. Put it in God's hands. Remember, you know, there were 5,000 and then it was 2 loaves and 5 fishes or something else, you know. But once they put it in Jesus' hands, you know, the thing that they said, Andrew said, where are we going to find $200 worth of something or whatever, 200 penny worth to buy food? Remember, a penny was a whole day's wages back then, to buy loaves for all these people. And Jesus said, what do you have? They said, well, just if a lad here has his lunch and so forth. Jesus said, well, it is enough. When you put that little lad's lunch in the hands of the master, he used it to feed 5,000. And he used it to feed 7,000. And even after that, they gathered 12 baskets left. Praise the Lord. And there was also another story in the life of Elijah, the prophet, and the widow of Zarephath. And you know the story. I'm just going to close with this. I'm not going to take too much time on it. But Elijah, he also said to the woman, bake me bread first. And the woman said, well, you know, I don't have anything. I'm just gathering the last thing and we're going to die. Elijah said, nobody is dying today. Amen. You just bake me something first and bring it to me. For as the Lord liveth, the barrel of meal shall not waste and the cruse of oil shall not fail. And all the little thing, the last thing that the lady had in the house, which she was just going to cook and eat herself and her son and die, God turned it around because she put it in God's hands. Amen. And I want to encourage you today, no matter what's going on, you know, we've had lockdown and so forth, and people are just trying to return, and then there's violence all over the place, and, you know, there's so much loss here and there. And people are wondering, how am I going to get out of this? No matter how small it is, put it in God's hands. And God can make it something else. A little one shall become 8,000. And a small one, a large nation. You know, in God's hands, small is great. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to stand up. And I want the praise team to come on up. And I'm going to pray for you. Now remember, I switched it at the end, you know, because I just wanted to throw that, you know, word of hope in there. And I'm going to pray for some. And if you say that I want the Lord to help me, situation is bleak right now, I am going to pray. Now, for those of you that are here, and those of you that are also watching us live or maybe watching later on, I am going to pray with you, and I'm going to ask you, put it in God's hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Put it in God's hands, no matter what situation you're facing today. Let's put it in God. Let's raise our hands, and I'm going to pray. And this prayer may change your story. Now, with the way God works, you know, with us who are ministers of the word, all we have to do is preach his word. We are not the ones that walk the miracles or do these great things, but we must get the people to turn their eyes unto the Lord. And if you can turn your eyes unto the Lord, then God can do great things for you. Amen. So you may have a little today and you say, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. I don't know how I'm going to make ends to meet and so forth. I am going to pray for you and ask the Lord to turn that little into plenty in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, we see how in your hands, the two loaves and five fishes, once you blessed it, a little boy's lunch, it became something that was able to feed thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And even after that, they gathered 12 baskets of fragments that were left. Lord, we thank you, Lord, as we put the little that we have into your hands today. For everyone that has this challenge and say, well, I don't know where, you know, never mind about tomorrow. God will take care of it. Put it in God's hands today and see what seal the salvation of the Lord. I pray, Lord, for a miracle for everyone that's looking up to you, that you will work a great miracle for them and let them see the salvation of the Lord. And remember, keep your faith that you had from the beginning until the end and turn to the Lord in the time of trouble. Not, don't turn away from the Lord and turn to man's help. Man cannot help you. Turn always to the Lord, and the Lord is always going to be there for you. And we pray that the Lord Jesus will save everyone that will call upon him today. If you call upon the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to help me. I want you to pull me out of the miry clay, and I want you to bring me out of this situation. He will be right there and he will help you. And the Lord bless everyone. Listen to this, and God give you a great week ahead in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.